This is your daily mind medicine.
Yo, what's up? Happy Friday. Hey, this will be a short and sweet one. I just want to share with you some behind the scenes on what it's like. And this will be encouraging. This is not a Debbie Downer episode. This is quite the opposite. But today we had one of our calls with a large group of clientele, close to about 100 people. And these are movers and shakers. These are fantastic entrepreneurs who are building great businesses, a lot of coaches, a lot of consultants, people, some are selling physical products, some brick and mortar companies. And it's something in the air from time to time, season to season, where it's like people have glorified this idea of entrepreneurship. They've glorified this idea of achievement and accomplishment. But I won't be the first to tell you, like, accomplishment will take take its pound of flesh. It requires a payment. And it's the price we pay for progress is a lot of times just this pressure and a little bit of confusion around what's working and why are things not working and when will they work and is this person supposed to be here and are they not? And we kind of cycle through. Just some people are having some team issues and you're always going to be working on your team, and some people are having market issues where it's like, you know, the economy is not what it was, and they're kind of adapting through that. And here's the reality of the situation. It's important for us to keep a perspective and not memorialize the past, because if you're growing, if you're trying to do something big, it's gonna be hard. You choose your heart. I remember what it was like when I was broke, when, you know, I didn't have anything going for me. I worked at a church, like, there, and I loved it, but there's like nothing. Yeah, you know, I didn't see a way out. I didn't see a way up. I could not find a way. There was no light at the end of the tunnel for me on, like, will I figure out one day how to not be so poor that we can't afford anything? And then I got into a new season where we were doing decent, but I was overwhelmed with clients. I was like, I can't see a way out. Like, how is this going to turn around? Because I'm overwhelmed. I'm hitting these income gaps. And then we fixed that and moved into consulting, and that thing blew up. And then it got to the place of like, well, how do I build a sales team? My sales team sucks and I don't know how to do that. And I couldn't see a way out. And it doesn't take long of looking back before you realize at every pivotal juncture in your journey, it's not going to feel, you can't really see a way out. Sometimes you know that you are going to make it because it feels like you're not. What does it feel like right before you make it? It feels like you're not going to make it. What's it feel like right before you arrive? Like you're never going to arrive. This is a cycle. So this is why this should encourage you. I want to like actually lift your spirits a little bit. It's normal to feel at times like despite your best efforts, you're not moving forward. Maybe even you feel like you're moving backwards. When you zoom out though, you look back 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Some of you listening to this haven't been going 10 years, 3 years ago, whatever it is. You go back as far as you can remember and your perspective aligns itself and you realize, oh, you are moving forward. This season might not feel like you're moving forward as aggressively as you wanted it to, but in the grand scheme of things, you're moving forward. You're taking new ground. You're learning new things. I have to watch myself on this too. I'm just as susceptible as anyone else. I was like, look, I'm not where I want to be right now. In fact, I don't think I can ever remember being where I wanted to be, except for a few short moments when I crossed the thresholds and then went on to the next threshold. There's this challenge of contentment versus advancement and living in the middle. A great book on this called The Gap and the Gain. You can pick it up for more reading. Just a reminder to you, if you're struggling, good. We gotta reframe that message. Because on the other side of challenge is typically breakthrough. On the other side of struggle is typically advancement. On the other side of our payment is progress. Enjoy it. Love you. Have a great weekend. Bye.